A very good morning on behalf of Teach 613. We welcome you to Take 10 for Talmud. Chulin Daf Ayin, Chulin 70A, pagination is 139. We'll start about midway on the page, about midway on the line. Ba'i Rava. Rava asked the following questions. And the Gemara actually launches into quite a number of questions. The setting is Bechor, the firstborn of an animal. And we have cases where we wonder, is this animal considered a firstborn? The concept of peter rechem, that it's opening the womb for the first time, what would be the halacha in the following cases? So Rava asks, karcho besiv mahu, if you wrap the fetus in material, so that there's a chatzitza between the fetus as it's being born and the skin of its mother, so is that considered a peter rechem? Is that considered a firstborn? This, by the way, is in a distant way related to a more common question where it's brought in certain Jewish literature that on Pesach, if a person is not sure if a particular medicine is kosher lePesach or not, it's possible to wrap it in some way and then swallow it. And the question is that considered a normal eating? So over here, karcho besiv is on the way out of the animal. That swallowing case is, is it considered ingesting? But again, at least in a distant way, it's the same basic principles that we want to explore. The Gemara continues, "Bitaliso mahu." What's the halacha if you wrap it not in this sieve, which Rashi says is organic material from the palm tree? We're talking with a talis, with a garment. Okay. "Bishalyaso mahu." What happens if you use the amniotic sac to surround the animal? Asks the Gemara, Bishal Yaso, its own is urchayu. That's normal. That's part of what belongs there. Ela bishilya acheres mahu. What would happen if you would take the afterbirth of a different animal and bring it over here and use that material to wrap the animal? Have you absolved it of Bechor because there was a separation and it's not touching, it's not opening the womb. There's something in between, like a tunnel that you've created in this situation. The Gemara continues. Karchoso, if you wrap it in your hands, Vachazoso, Veotsiaso Mahu, and you bring it out, in that way, where the hands are touching the animal's skin and bringing the fetus out. Hechidomi. Idnafak derech reishei, if it comes head first, petarte, the head coming out would be the birth, and that's petarechem, and it's already a bechor. Eladnafak derech margilosav, it's coming out feet first, and that's our question, that you would grab it and you would bring it. And in our mindset, that's actually, it's a difficult birth. And one can picture that the person is sticking their hands in to try to draw the animal out where it's kind of stuck. If these weren't interesting and intriguing enough, the Gemara launches into classic Talmudic style where we give cases that in simple understanding of creation seem quite far-fetched. Says the Gemara, Balasahu chulda, a weasel swallowed the fetus, vehotziaso, and brought it out. Mahu, what's the halacha? So the fetus is inside the weasel, brings it out, and now spits it out. We want to know what's the halachic status of this birth. And also, did the mother have a bechor already so that the next animal would not be a bechor? So the Gemara wonders, Hotziyaso, if it brought it out, Toafikse, so it's out. So what's the issue? What would happen if it swallowed it, brought it out, then went back into the womb and vomited it, spit it out? So it's spitting it out inside the womb. Now a natural birth or a natural looking birth occurs. Mahu, what's the halacha? And this is different because over here we're not asking regarding the original birth, which was with the weasel in between. Over here, we're asking about the actual, the final natural-looking birth. But this animal was already out of the womb. It already was in the world inside the weasel, agreed. But it was already out. So the birth already occurred. Now, a second birth, you put it back in, you implanted it, now it's born again. Is that a bechor? Is that a petarechem? What is that? And furthermore, hidbik shnei rechamim, if you brought two wombs together, v'yatza mizeh, it went from this one, v'nichnas lazeh, and it went into the other one, mahu, what's the halacha? Didei potar, can a fetus only open up halachically, be the petarechem, the firstborn, to its own womb, delav didei lo potar, to a womb that's not its own, it can't have the petarechem status, so that from the original animal, it's a petarechem, if it's the firstborn. Now it goes into a different mother's womb, and now comes out. Is that a petarechem? It's not its own womb. It's not its normal place. Or maybe it can pater even the womb that's not its own. Teiku. Let these questions stand. Now, I like to mention the case of the monkey doing shechita, which the Rama brings in Hilcha Shechita, as an example that in Talmudic literature, the style of learning is such that we're willing to entertain situations, even that seem far-fetched, because they help us go to the essence of a mitzvah. In the case of the monkey doing shechita, do we just need a kosher shechita, or does it have to be invested in the holiness of a human being, a Jew, who's obligated in kosher food to go ahead and do the shechita, which is indeed what we hold. It has to be invested in holiness. And the reason we need to know that, whether it was known to the sages of the Talmud or not, but they wanted to understand mitzvahs clearly. And the reason it's so important to know mitzvahs clearly, besides it's important to know mitzvahs clearly, is that times will change. Inventions will occur. Eventually, there'll be such a thing as a robot, for example. Can you program a robot to do a perfect shechita, or does it have to be a person who is obligated in kosher eating to be able to create kosher food? And here also, the Talmud, in its own way, is way ahead of even science and technology of our generation. Moving a fetus from one womb to the other effectively is a bit of science fiction. But the Talmud, going to the essence of the mitzvah, wants to know if you would have gestation of a fetus in one womb and then move it to a different womb and then have it come out. Is that considered a petarechem or not? Of course, if you would implant it in the second mother. So perhaps it would take just like a graft, just like organ transplant or something like that. The case of the Gemara was not that they hooked up the umbilical cord. The case of the Gemara was simply, it went in, it's coming out. Is that called a birth? Because it's lav didei, it's not its natural mother. Yashar koach, thank you for joining.